The Taken by Inger Ash Wolf, narrated by Bernadette Dunn. Love Never Dies a Natural Death, Anais Nin. Prologue. What always broke his heart was the way they dressed themselves. Divorcees in wedding gowns slumped behind the wheel in their garages. Stockbrokers in Armani hanging from basement joists. The jilted plunging from rooftops drenched in cologne or perfume, as if to say their wrecked bodies still had more to offer in death than anyone had ever known in life. This one wore a pair of black jeans over bluntstone boots, a faded green t-shirt, and a black wool sweater. A thin leather cord served as a necklace from which a silver lamb hung, her only piece of jewelry apart from a gold hoop edged with a curlicue design, like a Sufi sun dangling from one ear. He pictured someone giving her that lamb and wondered what had been meant by it. That she was innocent? That she needed protection? Obviously, it hadn't been enough. They'd pulled her up onto the grass, and the discolored lake water drained from inside her pant legs, a thin grayish trickle that ran down between the green stalks. He couldn't help thinking that the roots of the grass would gratefully take in this water, insensate to its origin, because it had been a dry summer, and the grass was oblivious to what came from it or what returned to it. The photographer was taking pictures. The girl would never know. Her story was only just beginning to be told. You lived your life making choices that you thought would become the plot of your life as you wanted to live it, but the fact was, someone else always wrote the end. It was no mystery people hated.